always stood in front of me. Always keeping me behind the scenes, and there's nothing that you don't know.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, Oversight and Regulations, we talk with Steve Hines, an independent energy and regulatory consultant. This segment of Building the Bakken is brought to you by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check their latest job offerings, visit MBIEnergyServices.com. That's MBIEnergyServices.com. And now back to our Building the Bakken feature, Oversight and Regulations, with interview Steve Hines, independent regulatory and energy consultant. Admit
you're wrong. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. His elevator's going up, and I'm on it. Might ever gonna come down.
I'm a one-man band here, so
me too.
I have two iPads, so I can be carrying a conversation with one hand and fact-checking, because it's a lost art right now. Nobody fact-checks anymore.
Not before publishing. Usually the readers are the fact-checkers.
Oh, well, there's no question, which really seems strange to me. Anyway, I've published 4 or 5 things for Forbes and for these guys and for Energy Central. And it's really, you know, like I said, self-appointed. It's just because I know a lot in the subject. I have a sense that unless somebody stands up, we aren't going to get what we really deserve in this country and what I consider a practical environmentalism. Mm-hmm. We're going to get extremism. There's a new story in the New Yorker, I think, today or yesterday, that is, it's a hatchet job on the most respected constitutional lawyer in the United States, a man by the name of Lawrence Tribe from Harvard, who is questioning the constitutionality of the EPA's right to even take control of the energy. And they referred to him as a climate adversary.
Okay.
Now, I mean, that is sort of like saying
against
motherhood and and apple pie. Climate adversary.
It's like the clean air. If you're against it, well, you're not for clean air.
Well, there exactly.
Yeah, I call it Orwellian.
Very Orwellian, and it's there's no longer any room for discussion or debate.
Well, you're already on the defense.
You are. And poor Lawrence got caught. He got hijacked and ambushed by this writer, and he was there to have a intellectual discussion about the merits thereof. And he really got attacked because he was, Tribe was a former teacher of President Obama's. Obama was his assistant. Tribe has a very long record of supporting liberal causes, and now he's deserted, as they say. He's gone over to the dark side.
Oh.
But anyway, so there's this whole string of stories. What I really honestly try to do is to provide some kind of response to some of the more outrageous comments. So going back to what you were saying about the Keystone, there was a piece in, what's it called, I think the National Examiner, just this last week, and it has this horrific photograph of fires and and it's a story about sending oil by train in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it was a story, a horrifying story about poor people who are being oppressed by this, by shipping oil by train. And this, my friend, who's a money manager in Wall Street, I sent it out to him. He wrote back. He said, well, then let them do the fracking Keystone, which is going to be a lot safer than anything they're doing right now. Who believes that you're going to stop oil from going east and west? Whatever way it has to go, it will go.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want it safer via the Keystone, or do you want it to go via train, which opens up all kinds of infrastructure problems?
Well, it's just a whole ripple, because all of a sudden, and this came out last year, ag really became second to the rail. And I don't mean to put rankings on there, but at the end of the day, oil did take precedent. And they had to have congressional meetings in North Dakota. Matt Rose had to come up and satisfy some of the farmers' unions, et cetera. So it does have a ripple effect through.
Well, I'm here on behalf of Fortnightly, I'm doing a feature on, and I'm going to talk to you later after we get through, you know, because I'd like to include, you know, some of your perspective and some of your input on this. But I'm doing a profile of North Dakota right now for them, about 3,000 words, 3,500 words. And I'm not going to do it the usual way, you know, either you're for or against. I'm really good trying to do it with a better understanding. Now that I'm here, I have it's been very enlightening for me. But I'd like to, I want to do a piece on the opportunity and the challenge for North Dakota to be a really kind of a leader in the world, if you will.
They can be.
Including what they're doing with technology right now. Nobody else is doing fracking. Well, other than Texas, Colorado, but in some way, nobody's doing it as purely.
Not in a way North Dakota is doing it.
But I've gotten to know Brian Kalk, Julie Fedorchek. She was here yesterday. I talked to her. I saw her at a conference about a month ago. Almost by definition, I can't keep my hands off, so I get involved. And I'm really, my goal is to build a coalition around central ideas that make good economic sense, that stop scorning capitalism and job creation and all the other things that is going on.
To listen to the full-length interview with Steve Hines, independent regulatory and energy consultant, or to listen to other oversight and regulation features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. And that Building the Bakken feature was brought to you by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. My name is Jason Spies, and you're listening to Building the Bakken.
The elevator's going up, and I'm on it, and I ain't ever gonna come down. You told me what I'd never be, but you'll see you're only bringing out the best in me. Elevator's going up, fly. I'm on my way, I'm gonna make it fly.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Do you know anyone looking for a luxurious home in Fargo, North Dakota? Then give Hatch Realty a call today. Located at 2043 Rose Creek Boulevard in South Fargo, this is the most expensive house for sale in the entire state of North Dakota. If you want to see what 18,000 square feet a house looks like, go online and see this house at www.livefargomorehead.com. That's livefargomorehead.com. Or call Hatch Realty today at 701-369-4839. That's 701-369-4839.
Time now to take a minute of positivity with Mark J. Lindquist. This is Mark's Motivational Minute.
So regrets bring up history, and history slows you down. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
I mean, you should learn from history, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But if you keep focusing on it, the world's going to leave you.
And that's what Tony Robbins says. You know, you are not your biography. You are not your history, right? And I think that's brilliant advice, is because those regrets, those things that you say, well, you know, shoot, I would do it better next time.
So do it.
I would rather have 120 of those experiences,
yeah,
to be able to make my 121st decision better, then be the guy who never swung the bat, right?
And there's this fear of failure everywhere you look. Everyone's afraid to make a mistake, so they don't jump into something because they don't want to make that mistake.
Yeah.
I think failing's fun.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Right.
I get a kick out of failing, because if you, let me rephrase that. I like when things don't necessarily go the way they should, because then you got to fix it.
And that's the fun part.
Right.
Turning a failure into a success. That's the fun part.
And that's where you learn the most.
That is exactly right. And what else are we doing otherwise?
Right.
We're just drinking coffee. And
and I think that's how successful people are wired. You know, they're wired to take their setbacks or their failures and say, all right, because I as a motivational speaker, I want to be the top of my industry. As an author, I want to be at the top of my industry. As an entertainer, I want to be at the top of my industry. The only way to get there is to mess it up a few times, right? I can come in and give you the best hour of your conference, right? That makes them feel good and energized about what you were talking about. So that's what we're excited to give. But give me that chance, and we'll help you change the world.
Each week, Building the Bakken extracts the very best stories and interviews that are driving the conversation.
It's unlike anything as a country we've seen since the Industrial Revolution.
Building the Bakken is more than just oil and money. It's about the people and the community.
This is nectar of the gods. It doesn't get any better than this.
Is there anything I won't do for money? I think it's pretty obvious not. I'm shameless. I don't care. You want me to paint your cat's front claws? I'll do it. If the price is right. One time, I mowed my neighbor's 5-acre lawn with a weed whacker for $3, and I earned it. You ever get stung by bees while cleaning the gutters? Have a Rottweiler do his business on you during a walk? One time, I was paid $400 to hit a realtor in the face with a pie. I'd like to get more pie work.
Kids and capitalism.
Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I'm the host of Coffee and Capitalism. I'd like to invite each and every one of you to pull up a stool, pour a cup, and join the conversation. Each week we talk with business owners, innovators, family business, venture capitalists, and kidpreneurs about making money, giving back, and community ethics. That's Coffee and Capitalism.